in KFC Snacks Extra.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Oh, grab your coat.
Leave your worries.
And get your hat and your belt.
Just
and
direct your feet.
Umbrella.
Sunny,
and head on over to the street. Sunny side of the street.
Can't you hear
the pitter pat, pitter pitter patty pat,
and that happy
tingling in the
pitter. Life can be so sweet.
It made orange juice
on
that sunny side of the street.
Oh, I used to walk. Take it, Dan Strauss. Take it. Yeah, bring the harmonic in.
Where the blues don't ring. Not afraid.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Oh, well, that's what you think. Try this.
Wow.
Hey. I'm rich as you. Rock and roll.
Gold is at my feet.
Yes, here we are. Come on, Dan, bring it home. Yeah, no lessons. Never a lesson.
No.
Is that true? You have a single lesson?
No, never. Never had a lesson.
I'm glad you did that because I was going to request you play something because I got an email this morning. Here's what it says. Dear Frank, it just seems like you don't have Dan play the harmonica as much as you used to. And as a person who is trying to learn the harmonica and is fascinated by that instrument, I certainly would like to hear more. Well,
wow,
there you go.
Great.
You got your
wish. Who wrote that one?
It's a lady. Have you ever known anybody named Ima?
Ima? Yeah.
I don't know anybody. I know the name. And I guess she's one of those hyphenated, you know, they keep it their name, they hyphenated it, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Her name is Ima Cox Zucker. It's Cox hyphen Z-U-C-K-E-R, so I guess that would be Ima Cox Zucker. Thank you, Ima.
Where's she from, does it say?
She is from Wheelsburg, Virginia.
Wheelsburg?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, she must have the app, the KTRS app.
Oh, it says, P.S., I have the app.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How about that? Thank you, Ima.
And that's free. The KTRS app is free. You can download it to your smartphone and listen to us around the world.
It sure is, Dan.
Yeah.
And for those of you who were lucky enough to be listening yesterday, you heard a rare, rare day when I forgot the Sleepy Dusty Duffer. And it bothered me all night.
Because Pierre threw it out there right at the end.
Yeah, and he knew it was too late. He gloated and delighted in knowing.
Reveled in it.
Yeah, knowing it was too late for me to recover.
Oh, he yelled at me. He said, he yelled. And I had already...
Oh, he's giddy. He was giddy.
Oh, and right before we went back, and he says, we forgot Sleepy Dusty Delt today.
Well, maybe he won't be laughing when he realizes what's going to happen. I've decided that whenever I do that, you'd think, well, the next day he'll do it twice. No, I'm throwing in a third one for good measure. So we're going to do three today, starting with this one. Here we are, May 4th, another Sleepy Dusty Delt today.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Thank you, Bobby.
June 3rd. This is May. This is Star Wars Day and my girlfriend Sandy's birthday.
Well, hold on. What do you mean Star Wars Day?
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I forgot. I've heard that before, but that's good.
Yeah.
May the 4th. You're making fun of people with speech impediments.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
May the 4th. That's little children who can't say S's. Oh. Way to go.
Oh.
Okay. Way to go. Way to show kids how to make fun of people. And as I said, if you just tuned in the last 10 seconds, it is another Sleepy Dusty Delta Day.
June, another Sleepy Dusty Delta Day.
One more to come. I'll save that for later. Peon, how are you doing today?
All right.
No, you're not. I can look.
Not
I can
so
see
great
it
anymore.
I can see it, and I can hear it in your voice. Something's troubling you. How's your marriage?
It's okay.
That's what's probably bothering you. That it's okay.
No, I was fine until just now.
I think it's two sleepy, dusty Delta days.
Boy,
it sent him over the edge.
We got a weird story in there. I'm going to save it for a little bit later about lightning and all that rain we just did. Boy, this is a really bizarre story. But I want to tell you another one quickly. I don't have a Gateway Lock and Security commercial scheduled today. So they're going to get a free hit here. And I hope Derek Nagel and Sean, I hope they're listening. My son calls me last night and he says, Dad, man, were you ever right about what you said about security cameras being a deterrent? And if you've listened, you know that what I say, and I didn't read this anywhere. Nobody. It just makes sense to me that if people with half a brain look up and see active cameras, they're going to go somewhere else. And I said, I would love to be able to know how many times a crime wasn't committed because of cameras. Well, it just happened at Lake of the Ozarks. My son works in a restaurant that is next door to another restaurant. And the other restaurant is a big national chain. And these two thugs, and they haven't caught them yet, unless they caught them this morning. I haven't had an update. But what they would do is they steal license plates from other people's cars, slap it on their car, commit a crime, robbery, breaking in, and then ditch the plates, steal some more plates. They just keep changing plates. So if anybody would get a glimpse of the plate, tell them, yeah, officer, I saw the license plate. Here it is. It's a stolen plate. All it does is it gets traced back to the person who had just called in and reported my plates have been stolen. My point is this. They have video. My son's video cameras are not pointed for long range. In other words, they're not a camera aimed out to get two blocks away. They are strategically placed to pick up the entire parking lot and the inside of the restaurant. So just anywhere you're on the parking lot, they'll get you. They have video of these guys pulling into his restaurant, obviously noticing cameras, and pulling right back out of the parking lot.
Whoa.
And then going next door and hit that place for plates in the parking lot because they noticed they didn't have any cameras.
Oh, man.
So then they break into a car that's parked at the Lake Regional Hospital and knock a window out, steal a gun. And I learned something pretty interesting that makes sense to me. And my son has police officer friends, as we all should. You should get to know a police officer or two. And he said that more and more doctors and nurses are carrying guns in their car and on them because there are nuts who will try to take a doctor out because you didn't save my brother.
Oh, man.
When maybe he couldn't save him, but they flip out and they blame the doctor. So this evidently was a doctor's car. It was a nice car. So they seek out like the Mercedes. Oh, that's probably the doctor's car, and they break into it. Then they're doing it with stolen plates. They were so close to getting them this morning. But my point is, there is a perfect example of what I talk about when I say you can have high definition security cameras and never know how many times you were almost robbed or beaten or whatever. So I knew Derek would appreciate that story. I thank my son. He always calls and shares great stories with me about things that happen around the lake. That's a different type of people. Don't take that the wrong way, but the mid-Missouri and Eldon, and you know, you go in the Walmart there, it's even more of an experience.
It's different.
And why is that? We went in a Walmart last night, and why do you think that is? That over the years, Walmart has kind of become, I don't know, it's not
yeah.
as, it, I don't know how to describe it, but even the people you see walking around, it's not like Target or like, somehow they, without ever really saying it or sending out an email, said, okay, everybody that looks like they're with the carnival or the circus, come on in and shop here.
Well, they're open 24 hours a day. They're, I mean, the way they promote themselves is, you know, cheap.
Real cheap,
you know?
So you get the grandpa pigeons type. Look, I've been in there, so I'm one of them, I guess. I'm not saying everybody that shops at Walmart is some kind of loser. It's just interesting to me that I think part of it, too, is they need to change the look of the store. It's a great store. Obviously, Sam Walton was a genius. But it's time to, like, freshen things up a little, I guess. I don't know how else to put it, but I do remember Grandpa Pigeons. Fiona, are you old enough to remember Grandpa?
Oh, sure.
And remember the tagline, the slogan? And we're open every night. And the old guy, his name was Jack.
Oh, no.
I met Jack. I'll get it later. He played Grandpa.
Yeah,
and at the end of the course, he'd come on and go, we're open every night. And they'd apologize for their parking lot, but they wouldn't really apologize for it because they tell you that for the money it would cost to fill potholes, they could save you 15 cents on toothpaste.
They had jewelry in there.
Yes, which nothing looked more out of place than. And how would you like to get engaged and have your wife found out you got the ring at Grandpa's? Grandpa Pigeons.
Oh,
nope, I don't think so. Does anybody have anything to say? Oh, man, this is 2 or 3 days of...
Yeah, this has been a marathon week. I'm dog-sitting for my parents.
At their house or your house?
At their house. They have 3 older female dogs, so it's like a retirement home there for... the 3 of them. But so I have to do that. I sleep up there. But then each morning...
Now, does Angela sleep there with you?
No. No. So her and Archie are
home. How do you guys have sex? That means you had like a skip a night or something.
Yes, exactly. That's why.
What human could do that?
That's
a little irritated.
I don't even know what that's like, skipping a night.
Yeah. But I have to get down there to watch him in the morning while she gets ready for work. So I've been leaving like at 6:30 every day to get down there, and so it's been fun.
That's a strain on a marriage.
Yes.
When are you finished with the dog sitting?
When do I finish?
Yeah.
They should be back this weekend.
So how long will you have stayed at their house?
Since Friday. Yeah, this previous Friday. So,
okay, so a week.
It'll be about 7, 8, 9 days. Yeah.
I bet the fireworks will be...
Oh!
When you get back
home...
Oh, man.
Take your vitamins, man.
Yes.
Archie, lay down
now. Because I'm telling you, know how women are if they have to go without it.
Mommy and Daddy are going in to do the bills.
The pills.
Yeah, or something. You make something up.
We don't have any Burke's.
I'm heading to Nashville this weekend. We're heading to Nashville.
Have you been asked to perform at the Grand Ole Opry already?
Well, yeah, we have. But we had to turn it down.
Whoa.
You going to watch hockey?
No,
that's right. They'll be here tomorrow night.
They'll be here tomorrow night. We're leaving Saturday morning and then coming back Monday morning. So I'll be on the road from Nashville and then be here in the studio on Monday.
And you know, that's the kind of place where people get discovered. I mean, if you take that guitar and the right person, like Clive Davis or somebody, walks by and you just kind of... Dum, 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 he may go, hey, you.
Yeah. Oh,
what's your name, boy?
Come sit down.
Session.
Yeah. Our bass player is sick. Have you heard of... who is the guy with the stocking hat? Zach Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And you go, yes, sir, I am. Mm-hmm. Well, their drummer is sick, and they have a big gig tonight.
Their bass player is sick?
Yeah, bass player, I'm sorry, bass player. Would you sit in and you act nervous? And sure. Next thing you know, we turn on the TV.
And there
you are. And Zach Brown fires his bass player because he realizes he's just so much better. He calls him and says, I would say get well, but stay sick. I've got a new bass player. There's a new kid in town.
That's right. I'll go, hey, what key we in, boys?
And then you'll never speak to us again.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I know it's true.
No, we're going up there for Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds. They're playing.
Ooh, have you ever heard Dave Matthews, Dan? He's good.
I have not. This will be the first time.
Now, for the people who don't know, this will be the 78th concert with Dan.
Yes.
Because Tim Reynolds, who's in the band, guitar player, went to school with Dan. They grew up together.
Yeah.
So,
and played in a band. And actually, Tim taught me how to play bass when we were like 13. So...
I told you, I watched him interviewed. He's a strange guy to follow. He's got an interesting brain, but he's obviously brilliant.
He is.
When it comes to music.
Oh, he's unbelievable when it comes to music.
All right, but nobody has anything to say. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll take some calls. And then in the, oh my goodness, it's Thursday, the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman will be here to help you with your legal issues. And when we come back, we got a really interesting story about a lightning strike in Missouri. In a town in Missouri I've never heard of. Is anybody, hang on here, anybody ever heard of Kabool, C-A-B-O-O-L, Missouri?
No,
it cannot be very big. But when you hear this story, and we'll get to that after we take a break. and do some traffic and talk to John Landoff. Dan, I hand it over to you.
All right. Thank you, Frank. All right. We are going to throw it to Tim Weiland, and I think we have some good news on 44, don't we, Tim?
Yeah, it sounds like they have. I don't believe they have yet, according to my map here. But, yeah, they are going to open up westbound Highway 44, I believe, here during the start of rush hour. So we'll see what happens here. Let's see. We do have an accident. It is on eastbound Highway 40 after Hanley. And the right lane is blocked there. I'm looking at stop-and-go traffic on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland, southbound 170. From Olive down to Highway 40, eastbound 270 now is heavy. That is between 370 and Highway 170, westbound 70, running slow, Jennings Station Road, past the airport. And again, from Lindbergh out through the Earth City Expressway, I see Manchester is kind of hosed up now, westbound between Highway 270 out through 141, also through the Ellisville area between Clarkson and Highway 109. Not too bad going out through Gray Summit. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop great early bird specials until 1 p.m. Plus, friends and family take an extra 20% off. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. Proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires. And for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122, because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Terminix 1 to Terminix 2. I've discovered the secret location of the termite colony. I'm moving in.
Roger that. Need backup? We have a team 10,000 strong.
I'm going in alone. Must take termites out before they cause more destruction.
You could be outnumbered 1,000,000 to 1.
At Terminix, we like those odds.
Don't let termites invade your home. Once they start, they are relentless, eating every minute of every day. Termites are never satisfied, so take immediate action. Call Terminix at 1-800-300-1452. As America's leading termite control provider, Terminix will do whatever it takes to stop termites in their tracks with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Termites never stop trying to get in. Terminix never stops working to keep them out. And if they ever come back, so will Terminix.
Mission accomplished.
Termites reported on Park Street.
Let's go. Not a moment to lose.
For a free termite inspection, call the experts at Terminix, Defenders of Home. 1-800-300-1452. 1-800-300-1452.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, root stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
All right, we're headed for a weekend. I would like to make it a really good one for this guy. Would you please say hello to John Landoff, everybody?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, John,
how
are you?
No, it seems just like yesterday that I talked to you. Oh, that's right, I did. I did talk to you yesterday.
That's a good one.
But I can never get tired of talking to you. Ever. I can never get tired of it. I mean, just these short little moments that we have together are just make my day.
Remember how Carol Burnett's closing, I'm so glad we had this time together just to share
an effort. You don't really need to sing to me.
Well,
seems we just get started,
and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Now, how do we? That's been years. That's been lots of years. How do we remember?
I don't know.
Isn't that something?
I watch that show all
and
the time.
And I have not sung that song since that show was on. And how that just came out, I don't know. You remember the show, John? You should grab her ear and say hello to her grandmother.
You're talking to me now?
Yeah, you're
you know, I don't know when it's my turn to chime in and when the three of you are just having a great old time together.
We'll tell you. Now you can jump in. There's never been a group.
Don't worry about me. I'm still answering emails and talking to my great customers, my great AM and the PM customers. And obviously, whenever I get a chance to talk, they must hear something they like because they come into my cars from me.
That's the object. That's what we're after. That's what we want.
That's the what?
That's what we want. That's what we're after. We want to come and buy cars. Now, I mentioned to these guys a town called Kaboul, Missouri. Have you ever heard of it? C-A-B-O-O-L.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Wow. Listen to this story. There's a farmer in Kaboul, and this, the nasty weather we just had. Apparently, there was a lightning strike. It killed 30 cows. That's a big streak of lightning. We have reported there. Hang on. Oh, boy. You can hear him dying. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I don't want to hear that.
Was that an imitated sound, or Dando, was that something you had for lunch today?
No, that was from our news source.
Yeah, right. Around the room, who has either been struck by lightning or had your house struck by lightning? Dan?
No.
Who's been struck by lightning?
No. Yeah. Well, people have.
No, neither.
We had our house was hit.
A tree in our backyard was hit.
So your house was hit by lightning?
Big time when I lived at Heritage Subdivision in St. Charles.
Okay?
Yeah, but it was a hole in the roof. You could see.
So did you have a whole lot of hair back then and then zap it, just kind of zapped all the hair off?
No, I haven't had hair since I was 23. 23, I was bald. But you could stand in the living room, the bedroom, and look up and see the sky and the hole in the roof right through to the bedroom closet. Two people could have crawled through.
Had you done something bad that you think the Lord was like sending a message, maybe?
No, that's a good question. Not that I remember, no. But it was really weird, and it fried the oven, it fried the air conditioning system, it fried the intercom system. Remember when all these houses had a little intercom? And they don't do that anymore, but it fried that whole system. It cooked two televisions. It burned up the garage door openers. I mean, it was a list. I couldn't believe what one zap could do to a house, but when you have that kind of surge, it just melts things.
Well,
it's lightning's nothing to mess around with. You've got to
be
careful.
Here's what I remember about the St. Charles fire people. I've never been so impressed. They showed up when I called and said, we got hit by lightning and I smell smoke, because the wiring in the walls was hot and it was melting the insulation. They were out there, and I mean, just a few minutes, and within an hour, they had a temporary tarp and plastic over that hole in the roof so that as it continued to rain, it wouldn't do any more damage. I was very impressed, and one of them was a lady firefighter, and she got up there and started stapling down, heavy plastic and stuff. It was impressive.
Lightning generates 1.21 gigawatts of power.
Christopher Lloyd, in case you people didn't recognize him from Back to the Future. Very good, Dan.
That was good, Dan.
Thanks.
That was good.
That's pretty good.
So what's new with you?
You don't care.
Wow. Oh, man. You know, even when we try to say something else.
If you really cared, you might have called back this morning and said, hey, how you doing?
I don't do that. You know, I don't do that.
Why not?
I'm just not that type. Hey, buddy, what's going on? I don't do that. I never have done that.
To be like, hey, buddy, what's going on? How you doing? It's been raining for like the last 9 days straight. How's everything in the car business?
I don't do that. I just don't
care. It's okay. It's all right.
Not about caring.
I have enough people out there that care about me, Frank. It's all right.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
That's right. You know, but everything's good. Everything's good. Super busy. Hopefully it'll stop raining hopefully soon.
Yeah.
I tell you what will happen. We've been busy, really busy. But when that sun starts coming out next year, watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out. You know, do you find yourself a little cabin fever? Huh?
Cabin fever. Plus, the cloudiness is depressing. Your body needs a shot of sunshine. What is it, vitamin D? It needs to zap your body. You feel better.
Yep.
I give Sandy a shot of vitamin D once in a while.
Oh.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
It's her birthday, too.
What about her? What if she's listening?
And she just heard you say something
really personal and intimate, and you made an act of love into some vitamin injection? Sandy, we're sorry.
Yeah.
Kind of disgusting, Dan, especially during my segment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you won't throw that out when Scott the attorney gets out there, will you? Nope. He'll sue your butt. That's right. Oh, my goodness. That is, and again, I'm going to, that is a, next to this segment, that's the best segment.
Next to this segment, I agree. It is.
The best thing you got going on the show.
Well,
oh, my goodness. I
got another email this morning from some lady, and essentially in her email, she said the person that Scott turned her on to, or him rather, saved him $40,000. So,
wow. Who wrote that email?
Hang on. It was a guy.
Was it a real one?
T.J. Tittlemeyer. Yeah, T.J. Tittlemeyer.
I think we sold him a car.
Yeah, he's from Kabul, Missouri. Oh, look, there's the town again. What do you know?
Kabul.
Yeah, that carpooling thing. I know what that's. I never, ever did that.
No.
And I never wanted to.
Never did what?
Carpool. Be in the carpool.
I didn't either.
You don't need to.
Well, I think, I don't. But I think at one time they were telling everybody it was a great idea. And if you can, conserve. And riding to work with somebody, first of all, in the morning, you're not in a good mood. And probably they're not either.
I'm in a good mood.
Well, I know. You are.
I'm happy.
I know. I'd love to have that.
You wake up and you're not happy.
I'm mad every morning that I wake up. Every morning.
Why are you mad?
Because I don't want to get up. I was probably having a really good dream, like a sex dream. And I don't want to come out of it.
Okay. All right. How about now? At your age, I'm sure there's like a big old pool of drool on your pillow.
No.
No?
Wait a minute. That's not drool. No, I'm not there yet. I don't have that. Don't have that issue.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, I've had fun talking to you, but there's a customer here to see me.
Oh, go take care of him. Probably 8 in the p.m. Take care of him.
Customers first. I'm just telling you. So please give us a call. We'll be here until you want to keep us here tonight and all weekend long. We got barbecue. We got food being grilled all day Saturday. So in just anticipation of a beautiful sunny day and high in the low 70s, people are going to come out of the woodwork. They're going to be, what does that mean, people come out of the woodwork?
That's a great question. That's another one of those things we say it doesn't make any sense. Coming out of the woodwork. Hey, is Grill Mistress Kitty going to be at the grill?
Yes, she sure will. Great
folks,
cook.
This woman knows how to barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So give us a call, 314-837-1800.
Hi, John.
What?
I said, all right, John.
What?
Were you finished?
He didn't finish the phone.
I'll tell you what,
I'll tell you where the edit point is. When I say 3, 2, 1, edit in, and it'll start with John giving the phone number. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Go, John.
314-837-1800. That's the phone number to having your transportation dreams come true here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. We will send them to you as we always do.
That was pretty good.
All right. Thank you, John.
I don't want to brag on myself like you do on yourself all the time. That's pretty good, though.
Why don't I brag on myself?
Goodbye.
Good grief. When did this attitude happen? Like the last year or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's getting old. Maybe he's just getting old.
Or he's getting a little more comfortable on the air. And
hey, that lightning. 30 cows. Now, how in the world? That's a lot.
I felt bad.
You look out and you go home and just dead cows all lying all over the place.
I guess it just went through. Once it hit the ground, it just traveled through the ground.
Yeah, they were all huddled together, I think, out of the trying to hide from the storm.
When I was in basic training at Fort Jackson, they would tell us when we go out to the rifle range, and if it was a rainy day and a muddy day and it was storming and lightning, they'd have us lie down in the mud and put our ponchos over us so that you're covered with your plastic poncho. And the drill instructor, the range drill instructor, said that will insulate you and ground you from the lightning. I'm not making this up. I get out of basic training, and I lived down there for about 10 months, and I'm listening to the local news, and they said there'd just been a death at Fort Jackson. I think it was like 4 or 5 recruits had been electrocuted while lying down under their ponchos.
Oh, my goodness. Well, laying in water, right?
Now, how'd you like to have to write that letter or call those parents? Yes, ma'am. This is Sergeant Gillenheimer, Fort Jackson, South Carolina. I'm so sorry to call you. Your son was electrocuted lying under a poncho. Well, why was he lying under it? Well, we told him to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we told him to do that, and
we
he's electrocuted.
Thought it would protect him.
Yeah, they were wrong. Can I do some business?
Yes.
I'll do a little business here, and then I come out of it. We'll take a couple of phone calls if you'd like to call before Scott Sherman, and obviously after the 4 o'clock news. He is here for you at no charge, and if you've never heard that segment before, not only will you be impressed with the fact that Scott seems to have a little knowledge of just about everything that related to the law, but you learn so much about what other people are going through and why they're sort of just lost and need help and need advice. Pretty educational. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price is a name. It's the name of a company. The showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270. Right next door is McAllister's Deli. Now, when you go in there, you'll see a lot of things. You go, my goodness, I want that in my next bathroom or my next kitchen. Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe there's something even better for your particular bathroom or kitchen. One of the great things about this company, Thompson Price, is not that they can rebuild a kitchen and put all new stuff in. A lot of people can do that. A lot of people can just gut a room and put new sinks. But there aren't many people that can completely redesign the bathroom and build one that is made specifically for you. You meaning plural. You and everybody in your house. And if you don't take into consideration things like who's tall, who's short, who's left-handed, whose parents may be living here down the road, is anybody here a gourmet cook or will potentially become a gourmet cook? Do you cook a lot? Do you only cook at holiday? And that kind of thing. They go through all that, and it's a necessary process if you want the perfect kitchen and bathroom. Their prices are competitive. You will get every dollar's worth. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me. Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, I'm just getting word that westbound Highway 44 has opened up west of Highway 270, and I'm checking the Antire camera, and I'm starting to see a few cars go through the area now. So this is just by, like I said, I'm just now getting word, and just a few cars going through. So hopefully at the top of the hour, I'll have a better update from MoDOT and let you know if it's just the one lane, the one direction, or if they're planning on opening the whole thing out through Great Summit. But again, westbound Highway 44 is open west of Highway 270 now. We do have an accident on northbound Highway 55 at 3200 South Broadway. Two right lanes are blocked. Southbound 55 at 4500 South Broadway, you've got an accident blocking the right lane. You do have eastbound Highway 40 drivers slowing now from about Lindbergh all the way in through Big Bend. Could be baseball traffic coming in already. Southbound 270, that's running slow between Page down through Ladue. A couple little pockets from Highway 40 down through Highway 44. And on eastbound 40 downtown, we're heavy now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop great early bird specials until 1 p.m. Plus, friends and family take an extra 20% off. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
What's in a name? Growing up, my dad always told me that a man is only as good as his word. Later, I learned that a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Hi, my name is Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. When my name is on your fence, deck, remodeling project, or landscape project, you know that the work was done right with integrity, pride, and great care. We never cheat. We don't cut corners. We are committed to doing what's right and providing the best product and unmatched craftsmanship at a fair price. At Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, our customers become friends as we treat them like family. And you have our family guarantee that even if it's the first job Dad did in 1957, if we didn't do it right or didn't do what we said, we'll fix it for free. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Saturday, May 6th, the Salvation Army Midtown Family Store will have a sports memorabilia sale. Trading cards, autographed memorabilia, pictures, pennants, jerseys, balls, bats and gloves, and lots more. But it's one day only at the Salvation Army Sports Memorabilia Sale, Saturday, May 6th, from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m., 4121 Forest Park Avenue in the Central West End. 87 cents of every dollar raised goes to the Adult Rehab Center for Drug and Alcohol Addiction. Call 314-535-0057 or go to shtruck.org for more. It's almost here, and it's celebrating its 16th year. Art on the Square, Friday, May 19th through the 21st at Belleville's Public Square. See over 100 artists from around the country and around the world. Meet Jennifer Bertrand, the winner of HGTV's Design Star, on the Living with Art Interior Design Stage Saturday and Sunday. There'll also be a fantastic array of wine and food available for your enjoyment, along with musical acts all weekend long. Shuttle service is provided from the Shield Street Metrolink Station. There's fun for the whole family, and admission is free at Art on the Square.
Carl Gentile, Robert Herman, Bobby Kehoe, Denny Long, Jack McKenzie, Pat McBride, Val Palazzaro, Steve Petcher, Pete Sorber, Al Trost, Denny Vaniger, and Lou Fuse Jr. will be honored May the 5th at the first Legends of Soccer, brought to you by KTRS, Worldwide Technology, and the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Tickets for the buffet and program are $75, table $750. Call 618-558-4861, online at STLSHOF.com.
2, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? Say that you'll let me have this dance, the last dance.
Who this is? I know this. Okay, give up.
Chris Montez. I don't know if he would have got the. I don't think he did anything.
He had one other hit.
Did he?
Yeah, one other hit. In case you don't know what you're listening to, the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I got a couple of people who've been patiently waiting and didn't give the number, so let's just take them. Ron, how are you? Ron? Oh, Ron.
I am westbound and hammered down on 44 West. They opened it in sections, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So up at the top of the hill by 270, there were still barricades 20 minutes ago. But when you got down in the flats there by Fabic, and you're in the right lane to get off onto Bowles, well, there was they took all the barricades up on the highway. So, heck, we just went straight ahead. Sure enough, it's all open. They're just pulling the barricades away from the entrance ramps. And so it's open, and everybody's very happy.
Beautiful. I'm sure they are. Ron, thank you for the traffic report.
Hey, also, I might add that eastbound looked really nice, really clean. It looks like, heck, if they really wanted to, they could open it up before rush hour tomorrow morning. But we'll stay tuned for the news later, right?
You bet. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, guys, great show. AM to BM.
And I'm probably making Tim Weiland pretty nervous. That was a pretty good report. Bob, I believe, is next. Hello, Bob.
How you doing, Frank? AM and PM.
Never better. Thank you. How can we help you?
Yeah, I just have a quick question about these guys that do these disclaimers.
Mm-hmm.
Are they trained to do that fast, or is there something?
No, actually, there is. This is interesting. I used to work with a guy named Lee Sherwood, and I think it's his first cousin, who created the machine that electronically speeds up those disclaimers and has sold lots of them all over the country. No, they don't talk that fast. The voice is sped up, and quite frankly, I don't know what the point of them is, because you don't hear them. You can't. It's like the car commercials on TV. Lease, a 2-year lease, and then look at the bottom. You could never. It's impossible to read that in the short time it's on the screen.
Exactly.
So I don't know the point. It's not intelligible. But no, there is a piece of equipment, and even if you don't have that equipment, there are ways we can take our equipment and make that disclaimer quicker, faster, because it's in the way and they don't really want to do it, but they have to do it by law. So.
Right. Well, it just seems like the voice seems so clear and precise.
Right. And that's why this guy came up with this machine. It's listenable if you hear it 15 times, you'll eventually pick every word out of it. But nobody can hear all that in one sweep.
No. No, I was just wondering.
No, that's a great question. I like questions about this business. And about I like it when people are curious about how things happen. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. That
Thanks
was
a lot.
Was up to Bob.
Yeah, but Bob, but if you,
you, said,
but,
you said
I know,
Bob,
I said
you
Bob.
Were you making fun of something?
No, but I was going to say but, and I was going to say that was Bob, but if you... A long time ago, when you used to speed things up, it would sound like the Chipmunks.
Okay, how about this? In the 60s, when disc jockeys played records, they actually would sell records. They would record them on tape and speed them up just slightly.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell it if you didn't already know it. And Dan, tell them why they did that.
To actually get more songs in and to actually make the station sound brighter. Because if you heard the same song on your station and then you went flipped over to the competition, it would sound like they're dragging and
it would sound better,
slower.
But you wouldn't know why.
Yeah.
You preferred the sound of the other station.
Yeah.
Well, that was part of the reason. And yeah, he's right. The other big reason was instead of playing 7 songs an hour, they could play 8.
Yeah.
Because they saved like a 2, and most of the records were 2.5, 2:45. They weren't very long. So they get an extra song in, 12 in a row.
Yeah.
Nancy, thank you for holding. How can we help you, Nancy?
Well, I was speaking with Dan and realized that he and his mom are complaining about the same thing, which is these fools, if they were driving around in a nice Landoff car, they would be more careful. Mm. But they're not, so they don't give a darn whether their car gets wrecked or not.
Right.
Anyhow, to drive around without your lights on at this time of the day, in the rain, on the dark blacktop, we don't need your lights on for you to see where the devil you're going. You probably don't even care. But I need to be able to see your car and the fact that you're tailgating me and about to run into me or try to pass me or whatever.
Right. Nancy, you know how you can tell right now around you who the losers are? If they haven't just turned their lights on, that means they're not listening. They're not AM and the PM.
That's
flip
right.
them off. I'm kidding. Don't flip them off. But that's how you know the losers on the road.
But hey, Nancy, tell them how old you are.
93.
Whoa.
She doesn't sound 93 at all.
No. Well, those are the good genes one inherits. And so if you've got good genes, you need to take care of them and say, thank you, Lord, for the good genes.
And if you don't listen to the other old people station.
Exactly.
You're young at heart, young of mind. Good for you. Nancy, thank you for the call.
Thank you. And love AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. And Dan has harped on this more than anybody. Turn your lights on. Turn your lights on. It doesn't do any good.
How
can you not know your headlights aren't on?
And it's the law. Yeah. If your wipers have to be on, your headlights...
The problem
headlights
is they don't enforce it. More people would be ticketed for that, more people would pay attention to it. All right, we're out of time here. We're going to run. After the 4 o'clock news break, Scott Sherman will be in. And we'll give you the numbers after we come out of the news. But seriously, don't hesitate to call. If you have a family issue, a next-door neighbor issue, something about the IRS, somebody you think is about... You know the deal. And you need some advice. He is a real attorney, not like me. I'm a pretend attorney. And he'll be here after the 4 o'clock news break. Yeah, yesterday there was a bit of a brouhaha in the parking lot at First Community Credit Union in Chesterfield Valley, and I got a call just before we went on the air from somebody that I know who works in that right there in that building next door, and said, I had a big bank robbery over at the First Community. So I called to check, and no, it wasn't. What happened was, it certainly looked like something like that. It just so happened that it was in that parking lot. They took down a pretty big drug guy. I think it was a pretty big drug bust, yeah. So people seeing that going on and lots of cops, and I'm sure that I would have thought that too. Ooh, look, it's First Community. Maybe, no, they're fine. They didn't get robbed. Thank you to the person who called to tip me off thinking it might have been. And thank goodness that wasn't the issue. First Community Credit Union is where I do all my banking, and I've done it for, I guess I'm bad about this, 8 years, 9 years, something like that. Now, wherever you bank, ask yourself this question, why am I banking there? And you don't really have an answer, do you? The answer is, well, I don't know. We've just been there for years, and that's not a good answer. You need to have some reason that you continue to stay there. And if you don't, you don't feel like you're important or you're treated special in a special way, I can recommend a place where you will be, because you're not just a customer. We are members of First Community Credit Union. Other than that, it's simple. Checking, savings, loans, the usual suspects. Just because bank or banking is not in the name, don't let that fool you. It's a great place to bank. 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and great fresh popcorn for everybody all the time. FirstCommunity.com.
I'm Deborah Bass, fashion editor for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and I'm driven to keep St. Louis at the forefront of fashion and culture. So here's the latest fashion, ride sharing. That's right, carpooling or vanpooling with Ride Finders is an enormous help to our community. Making this simple lifestyle change today helps improve the future of St. Louis and keeps you looking good. We call it sustainable commuting. It's all the rage. Go to sharetherideSTL.com to learn more. Ride Finders, what drives you?
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.